Good morning. Rahul Gandhi has been sending pictures of lakes on his way to Kailash Mansarovar. But no selfies, thankfully, making it difficult for certain IT cell workers to make money yesterday. But self-goal was scored by Tarun Vijay, RSS member and a senior BJP MP who claimed to have gone for a morning walk at 12:11 a.m. Allegedly taking a jibe at Amit Shah for politicizing Rahul Gandhi's yatra, the BJP leader tweeted out an update calling out those commenting, mocking at Rahul Gandhi's Kailash Yatra. He further claimed that such behavior is not what a Hindu should do. It is all between him and Shiva. Then came a tweet around 11 p.m. that has since been deleted, where Vijay tagged an incorrect handle of Prime Minister Modi and accused an unknown person of arrogance because Prime Minister Modi was behind them. Well, many believed it to be a veiled reference to Amit Shah. And then came the bizarrest excuse from Tarun Vijay, one that puzzled the daylights out of everyone. Literally, as Vijay tweeted that he was on a morning walk at around 12 a.m. But the damage was done. No one was ready to believe Tarun Vijay that he would go for a walk after criticizing Amit Shah, even if for a moment one would suspend reason to believe that one would go for a morning walk at midnight. It is 6th of September 2018 and it wasn't just Tarun Vijay that was having a tough time. Another man from Uttarakhand had a tough day at job, the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, who stirred up a controversy with his remark that JNK's separate constitution is an aberration as sovereignty cannot be diluted and ill-defined. It obviously made the lawmakers there livid, questioning his comments of if they were backed by the centre or not. But by then, Ajit, the paper picker Doval, was already on to the next call of duty, protecting the country with a 150-slide presentation to his bosses. With the government under attack from the opposition on the Rafael issue, the top security brass briefed the Union Council of Ministers yesterday on the fighter aircraft deal with France. The ministers were informed that it was a deal between two governments involving no private party, leaving little scope for corruption. Well, if you spend 2.5 hours on a 150-slide presentation just to tell your ministers how to counter the opposition without mentioning Anil Ambani and not the presence of Chinese all around us, including the engineers building the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel statue, well then, we know India is safe and Doval can become a campaign manager if he isn't already one. Meanwhile, Deepak Mishra must be looking forward to grant a clean chit to the Modi government as the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a plea seeking a stay on the jet deal. The petition has gone a step ahead and sought an FIR and prosecution of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Manohar Parrikar, the then Defence Minister and now Goa Chief Minister, Anil Ambani and the French firm Dassault. So before you give a clean chit to Deepak Mishra after today's verdict on Article 377, you may want to wait for his action or inaction on the plea to stay the jet deal. The Supreme Court is likely to pronounce today its much-awaited verdict on a clutch of petitions seeking decriminalization of a 158-year-old colonial law under Section 377 of the IPC, which criminalizes consensual gay sex. A 5-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra had reserved its verdict on 17th of July after hearing various stakeholders for 4 days, including gay rights activists. The apex court had asserted that courts cannot wait for a majoritarian government to decide on enacting, amending or striking down a law if it violates fundamental rights. In other news, there have been talks about getting rid of the word Dalit from Indian lexicon. So what if the casteism has been ingrained in the nooks and crannies of the country? That is the youth or kids as young as 12 years old. Well, a 12-year-old Dalit boy was beaten to death by 5 minor boys of the same village for touching balloons which were part of Janmashtami decorations at a temple at a village in UP near Aligarh. The victim's friend Suraj, who was present at the spot when the suspects allegedly beat the boy, said that 5 accused who were of the same age as the victim objected when his friend touched the balloons. When one of the balloons burst, they began beating him mercilessly. One of them held his arms and 2 held his legs and the other 2 punched him repeatedly in the stomach. The boy was so afraid, he ran to his house to call his mother. The victim's elder cousin told Times of India that the boy's mother ran towards the temple and saw her son lying there. After complaining of severe stomach pain, the single mother of the kid ran around looking for doctors and hospitals, finally getting him admitted at the Aligarh District Hospital at 11 a.m. who passed away at 12:30 p.m. His mother is a laborer and his father passed away 8 years ago. Meanwhile, Amazon may have the best of tech experts consulting them on security and whatnot. What is security that can't be bypassed by a bhaiya from UP? Hackers siphoned off large amounts of money from Amazon by breaking into shopping giant accounts of over 1,500 subscribers in Lucknow, substituting their bank account details and diverting the refund money to their own e-wallets. While the fraud was detected when a large number of Amazon subscribers complained that their refunds had not reached their bank accounts, the company found the money had been siphoned off by the hackers. So customers who wished to return their purchases were asked by Amazon to add their bank details to their accounts. The hackers got hold of the customers' phone numbers, called them up by pretending to be Amazon officials, and asked them for the OTP they would receive from the firm to get their refunds. Once they had the OTPs, the hackers would add their own e-wallet details to the customers' profiles so that the refunds would be routed to them. So before, beware of these fraudulent calls and never disclose any information, especially to anyone over a phone call. And moving to international news, even as Japan was facing its worst typhoon in 25 years, a powerful earthquake triggered a landslide that engulfed houses on Japan's northern island of Hokkaido early on Thursday. Television footage showed injuring and trapping dozens of people and cutting power to millions across Hokkaido. Meanwhile, another book on Trump, another day on Trump, and another editorial on Trump. This time, Trump was calling New York Times phony. An unnamed senior Trump official has said members of the administration are working to frustrate parts of the president's agenda to protect the country from its worst inclinations. In a New York Times editorial, the author said President Trump's amorality and impulsiveness had led to ill-informed and reckless decisions. Trump has called that man or a woman traitor. That is all we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow. Goodbye from takeapart.in.